Thanks for calling Customer Care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Hey, good morning. I need to find out how come your company took two transactions out of my account.
Okay, what's your zip code?
76802.
76802?
76802.
Your name?
Rhonda Butler. I got my bank, and their investigator is looking into what's going on here because I didn't approve these transactions.
You said that your bank is already investigating the account?
They should be.
Okay,
I've already
great.
Turned it in.
Okay, what's your address?
4521 Highway 84 East, Early, Texas, 76802.
Can you email ariabutler1962@yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay, it looks like you ordered the KitchenAid blender.
No, I didn't.
Okay, give me one second.
I don't know who did this and who used my account, but I did not order this, and I need my money put back in my account because this is wrong.
Okay, so what I can do, Ms. Butler, since you have already notified the bank with this fraud, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we do penalize anyone who uses your information without your authorization. So I can go ahead and cancel your account, which will stop any further activity. But since you already have the bank notified, you're more than welcome to call back on a three-way conference call with the bank, and we can certainly try to get this taken care of for you regarding the transaction.
Well, there's one that's for $7.95 and one for $56.95.
Yes, the $7.95 is the shipping and handling to have the item shipped to you, and then that $56.95 is the monthly charge.
Monthly?
It's monthly.
Wow. I'd like to know who took that out. So y'all can't put my money back into my account?
Well, because you've already notified your bank and they're doing their own investigation, you'll have to wait on the bank.
Or
but I will go ahead and cancel your account. That will stop any further activity. Or you can call back with your bank on a three-way conference call with you. And then if, at that time, we can let them know that we'll go ahead and do the investigation and we can get the refund credited back to you that way.
Okay, so... do I have a reference number or anything that when I call back with a two-way call with them?
Yes, C as in Charlie.
Wait a minute, C?
Right, C as in Charlie. 2599869749.
See, the deal is, they told me that on the 795, that's the only one they can try to investigate first, and then I have to wait until the other one goes through. I mean, it's already gone through. Y'all have already gotten my money, but it's something about being posted, and they're saying I can't do anything. I can't fill out any information. See, I'm having to fill out paperwork. They're not started yet until I get this paperwork sent to them. So, I mean, it hasn't even started yet because I haven't sent the paperwork. I'm waiting for my new card to come in because I told them to cancel my old card because I don't know who did this. How they got all my information, that's pretty weird. So, since they haven't really done anything because I haven't done the paperwork yet, can y'all not refund that money back into my account?
Because you have already spoken with them regarding that, as soon as they call back and let us know, hey, we have not yet did the paperwork on, we can get that refund credited.
Okay. I will call.
So we're more than happy to get this taken care of for you. So just as soon as you call back and they can verify that they have not yet started the dispute, then yes, we can certainly take care of that for you.
Okay. I sure appreciate it.
Not a problem. Is there anything else that I can do for you?
No, ma'am. Hope you have a great day.
And you as well. We look forward to speaking back with you to get this rectified for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.